And Philip Semper PF, the teacher and creator, today's date is 04/01/2023. Dictation is for Miss Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C. Carrie spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. This is a 51-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of opioid use disorder and depression, is currently on Suboxone and Valtrexine. A for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports a rash on her face that hurts and burns. Sometimes she says she has a history of rosacea and thinks she's having a break period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 159 over 94. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.9. Pulse 97 period. Next paragraph, face. Erythematous macula on her cheeks and forehead. Nose is paired. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Please repeat her cardiac exam. Her cardiac exam is regular rate, correction, irregular rate and rhythm. She's tachycardic. Not quite tachycardic. Her pulse is 97, but very irregular. Open parenthesis patient. I had a discussion for several months about her heart condition and the need for her to see a specialist. And she said she still cannot afford to get to a specialist, citing funding. Close parenthesis. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 medication refill, number 3 blood pressure, elevated blood pressure, number 4 cardiac arrhythmia. Number 5, depression. Today, drug screen was done. Drug test was done. Positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of the program. All other unauthorized substances were negative, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware doesn't support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She will take one film SL BID for 30 days on the 660. Next medication, Valtrexine, VENLAFEXINE, 150 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, metronidazole cream, 0.75%. Apply BID for 21 days, one tube, no refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.